This week on the podcast, we're talking about wall running. Titans. In a game called Titanfall 2, as we add it to our endless list of video games. Welcome, Steve.
Hello, Mike.
Encore.
Good to be back.
Back for, like, the second time in, like, a month.
I know.
Or, like, a month. It was actually, like, a month and a half, I think. But still.
Yeah, Ankh, you were, like, not on the pod for a year, something like that.
Now yeah.
Your repeat appearances. This is great.
Tetris.
Super it's actually Mario been Bros. It's been 2 months, so.
2 months? Oh, I forgot about Tetris. Right, right. I was thinking Diablo. That was the last time you were on. But yes, Tetris. Yeah. Tetris does the thing we did.
You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. But yes, and we appreciate if you comment, because I guess that helps us somehow. I don't know if what happens there. But also follow us on Twitter at itsobadpod. Itsobadpod at gmail.com is the email address for your questions, comments, or concerns. But we are adding this week Titanfall 2 to our endless list of video games. And our endless list is a list of a lot of video games. Last week we added Pitfall at number 44, I believe, to the endless list. Our first Atari 2600 exclusive. And our list currently goes from number one, Super Mario 64, all the way down to number 107, Home Alone for the Sega Genesis, which we added about 2 weeks ago.
I am just now realizing that Home Alone actually did capture the worst spot on the list. I heard it bantered about on the thread a little bit, but I didn't know that it actually landed there. Wow.
It's officially the worst game.
That's a big move. This bottom of the list is very Home Alone heavy.
It is.
I think that'll continue. It'll just get heavier.
I'm surprised to beat Trespasser.
Yeah, we talked about how we need to add more bad games this year, but we are adding everything in between. Every game is going to go on the list eventually. But yeah, it's ranked by its how good it is, its gameplay, if it holds up, what is its historical impact, what is is the music good? Are the graphics good? Do they hold up? We take all of these things into consideration when we are creating this endless list of video games. But yes, Steve, you picked Titanfall 2 as our game this week.
I did, yeah. I mean, we kind of snuck it in here on the eligibility thing. I think technically it's not officially 5 years old, but it is 5 years old as of this calendar year. So
yes,
we're doing it. Yeah.
And when we're recording, it's actually not even 2021 yet. So technically, it won't be eligible for another couple days.
That's
according
true.
To the rules we made up.
I don't even know if we'll escape 2020 based on how things have been going. So stay tuned, I guess, us. Yeah, no, I'm pumped to talk about this game. This is like kind of an under-the-radar game. I feel like it kind of got a little bit of a resurgence a few months ago when they released it on Steam. Some more people started playing it. But I played it when it came out on release back in 2016. Because I had played the original Titanfall, and that was, you know, kind of a more limited, even more niche game. But they did pump the tires on that one a little bit. I remember, like, Aaron Paul, is that his name, from Breaking Bad? He did, like, some Xbox commercials back in the day, and that was the game that he was playing. And that was when Kinect came out, and he'd be like, Xbox, record that. And everybody Xbox Ones would, like, start going off because of the commercial on TV. So that was when the original Titanfall came out. But it wasn't like a full game. It was just multiplayer.
And did you play Titanfall though, the original one?
I did, yeah. I played the original one. It was cool. I mean, it was like a very slimmed down version of the multiplayer in Titanfall 2. No story. There were some training missions. But yeah, it's a cool game. I'm glad we're talking about it.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, I think this is the game, the second most requested game that I heard from Steve. The first one was Alien Isolation, and we're just whacking these out in this past 3 months, where he tried to get me to play it for like 2 years before I played it. And I think Titanfall 2 was number two on that list.
We're cleaning out my backlog right now. This is the get Steve to shut up about video games push right here.
Encore, did you play this game when it came out?
This game, no. I do remember, I think I was at a buddy of mine's house and I saw him playing it. I might have messed around with it for a little bit, but I never actually played it all the way through. And regrettably so, I had a great time playing it this time.
I think over the past 4 years, I had made like 10 distinct pushes to try to get people to play this game, and no one ever took me up on it, except for our friend Jeremy, who'd already played it. And every once in a while, Jeremy and I would play like a bunch of missions, and we'd be like, this is cool. How come no one plays this with us? Like, what's going on? And finally, it took off.
I'm pretty sure I was part of that push years ago, because I've owned this game for a while. It just, through like the Origin Pass, I had it installed for at least a year before I even opened it for the first time. Steve finally got to me.
Yeah, I mean, it was like $10, and it was worth it. So I played it. Plus, it's relatively short, so the single player is like 5 hours to play, which is welcome. But also, I mean, I wanted more of this game. When I
definitely wanted more, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, this was developed by Respawn Entertainment, published by Electronic Arts. It was released in 2016. I think it's our first game from 2016. Cuphead came out in 2017, I believe, which is the latest game on our list. But yeah, same year as Overwatch, Uncharted 4, Dark Souls 3, Doom 2016, Inside, Firewatch, and also Pokemon Go came out in 2016.
Oh, that was a crazy summer. That was a crazy summer of Pokemon Go, man. 2016 was like the former, I mean, those were a lot of good games you just listed, but that was like the former worst year ever before 2020 came out. So it's just funny to think back on it now, 4 years later.
What? It wasn't even that bad. It just had that thing that happened at the end of the year that everybody didn't like.
Just that one thing. That one thing that a lot of people didn't like.
R.I.P. Harambe.
it was definitely that, yeah. This is the first game that Respawn developed for PlayStation 4. We talked about Respawn, I think, in another prior episode. They were a bunch of guys, Vince Impella and Jason West of Infinity Ward left Infinity Ward to start Respawn Entertainment, and they're the guys that made originally Call of Duty, which I think is what we talked about on the Call of Duty episode. And they split off originally from another company to make Infinity Ward. So they have a rich history of starting new development houses. But yeah, these are the guys that made Call of Duty in like the late aughts and early 2010s. And they made Titanfall, and that was their original game. But yeah, so the original Titanfall, as you mentioned, was a multiplayer game. This game has a campaign, but it's relatively short, but it's very, very good, which is great. Titanfall 2, and the reason why they made the campaign was because they saw not a lot of people were picking up the multiplayer and sticking with it because it wasn't engaging enough. So they wanted to make a single player campaign as a ramp to get people up and experienced and knowledgeable about the game and then get them hooked on the gameplay.
Yeah, I remember that was the biggest complaint from the original game. It was like, this is cool, but how come there's no campaign? Because that's strange. Usually a multiplayer game like will at least have like a pretty shoddy framework of a campaign you can play through before you go into
it. At least back then, now right. It's more common for it not to have a campaign. Well, I feel like there was like a few years where Call of Duty was just like, fuck it. And then there was like, and then people got mad at them. So they had to add that campaign back to it.
Right, right.
But they still have like, I guess when people see multiplayer games now, they expect them to be free to play with like, you know, cosmetic or season passes. That's
yeah,
how
I guess
play.
That's true. And I feel like that's kind of the Battle Royale influence a little bit too. And then all right. the microtransactions and such, like the games as a service element of it. But yeah,
money.
Exactly. Yeah. But there was like a bigger world that they hinted at in the multiplayer games or in the original Titanfall. Like there was, and I forget the faction's name, but there was like the corporate like space army that was going around, and then there were like the local colonists, and they were kind of rising
the
up
IMC
them. yeah that's right, yeah.
So they did incorporate a story in the original Titanfall even though it was multiplayer only.
Yeah, they would hint at it, so they would like hint at these different battles that happened, and they'd be like, oh yeah, and there'd be these little pieces of dialogue when you'd load into the levels where, or like, you know, in the loading screen, they'd have like some text up that like got into the lore a little bit. So they were hinting at it, and people were like, this is pretty cool. How come there isn't like a campaign to go along with it? Like, that would have made sense to do.
Right. And now I'm like, this is, after playing Titanfall 2, I'm like, this is cool. I want to learn more of this epic story. Because, yeah, so it takes place on the frontier, far removed from the core systems where Earth is. And, you know, human beings have colonized other planets. The Interstellar Manufacturing Corporation, known as the IMC, is fighting with the Frontier Militia for control of the frontier. Two of the most, like, generic names. Just
super generic,
generic names. Did Interstellar job, Manufacturing Corporation.
Should be the Interstellar bad guys versus the Interstellar good guys, basically.
Yeah, right. Versus the Frontier Militia. Yeah, so the game takes place after the Battle of Demeter, who you might know from Hades.
I was going to say, Demeter popping up on my screen all the time these days. She's ice cold.
Which is where, I guess, like, which when the Titanfall 1 events happened, and the Militia has the IMC on their back foot, and they're pushing them out of the Frontier to start their own... interstellar governmental body, I guess.
Something like that.
They own the resources, not this corporation.
Yeah, fuck the corporations. We're the frontier, and we're fighting you. And that's what the story is. So
basically, plus the fact that they, like, you know, rely on these giant mechs, and there are the pilots who are the super soldier, parkour wall running warriors, not your average grunt. These are the best of the best here. And they have like a neural link with these giant titans that they can jump into and beat each other up and shoot each other with grenades and flamethrowers and stuff.
So as I understand it though, like, they're not like super soldiers. They wear the suits. The pilot suits are what makes them able to like wall run and shit.
They're not like, as far as I know, they're not like physically more advanced. They are just like the best of the best, and they wear these suits that allow them to do cool stuff.
The elite units, if you will.
Like the little movie in the beginning of Titanfall is like some grunt being like, the most dangerous person I ever saw in the battlefield was a pilot. And then there's like some pilot like running through walls and stuff and killing all these bad guys. So that's kind of your intro to Titanfall 2.
So you are the member of the Militia and you're fighting the IMC, but you have your Titan, and your Titan's name is BT. BT 7274. Do you know what the BT stands for?
Big Titan?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Buddy Titan.
That's nice.
He is your Buddy Titan.
The interactions with him throughout the game were the best. I would always try to do whatever like conversation option just to get like a rise out of that, out of the Titan.
Yeah, they did a really good job of making him look human with the eye and the movement of the eye and the thumbs up and this, like, articulation of his hands. And that, like, made you able to, his emotiveness was able to for you to connect with him more.
Yeah, that's like the core story element of the campaign, basically, is that you're like some grunt and the pilot, or maybe you're training to be a pilot, but the pilot who's in charge of this Titan gets killed and you're on the battlefield and you put on his helmet, and then you're kind of like given, you know, like temporary control over the Titan, and then you become friends, and it's like a buddy cop kind of dynamic between the two.
It also helps too that I know the voice actor is not, but he is 100% doing an Optimus Prime. So in my primal head,
absolutely,
I'm just like, oh yeah, you're tying to my feels, my childhood feels.
Doesn't he at the end of the game say something along the lines of like, put the cube in my chest, like from the movies? Like, there's definitely some sort of scenario where that happens. There's definitely some Optimus Prime vibes.
For sure.
Just imagine this pitch, right? You're talking about, listen, we're going to make a game. It's a first-person shooter where you can run on walls and you have a robot buddy who's voiced by, get this, Optimus Prime.
I mean, I played this game a lot, so that worked on me.
Wait, who was the voice actor?
I was some other guy. I looked it up during it because I was like, this guy sounds exactly like Optimus Prime.
I was really hoping you were gonna say it was the same dude. but your point before though, they did a really good job of making him human, just like the different conversation options that, like, there'd be like definitely the jokes, Easter eggs, things like that he'd be dropping, but then there's also like, I'm not gonna lose another pilot. There's like that subtle emotion to the AI of the Titan too, which for me, like, I was sucked in. I played this game in one sitting, like all 6 hours of that campaign I knocked out pretty much in one sitting.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I like flew through it. I was like really hooked on it. But yeah, I thought it was great. And each level is kind of like a different thing. So like the first level is your tutorial on wall running, but there's no real combat in it. So like they get you into that. And then the second one is you are trying to get things to start your Titan back up. So it introduces, but you're in a battlefield. So it introduces wall running, incorporating combat. And then the third section of that level, I think, is when you actually get in the Titan suit. And so they like layer and give a great on-ramp to the skills you need to progress. And then on top of that, each level after that is like, it's very different. So there are some levels that are very movement heavy, doing wall running and things like that. And then there are some levels where it's more like a puzzle and how you get from one place to another.
Yeah.
And then level incorporates Titan combat too, but.
Right. I was gonna say it's cool because they switch up. There's like different classes of Titans. So there's like the standard BT Titan, which I think is called the Monarch, where he has like a big machine gun and rockets and stuff. But then there's some that are like, you know, shoots like flames and like, you know, flame projectiles and like can punch and like hold like a fire shield. And then other ones like can fly and have like a sniper rifle type thing. And then when you go through the levels, like one of the levels, you're like in a big moving factory that keeps changing, like the floors shift around. There's another one where you're like,
it's super cool. That level's super cool. So like you have to jump and time it right while a floor swings up underneath you.
Right.
And one section of that level too, you're trying to jump up the side of a house. That's side.
Yeah, it's like fabricating houses together and like sending them up to the surface, and you're like running up, like bouncing around on it. There's another one where it's like a spaceship chase in the atmosphere, and there's all these ships with like soldiers like flying after these other ships, and you're like jumping from one spaceship to another, and then like the Titan catches you and throws you to like another one, and then you hop in the Titan and you're duking it out with another Titan on top of a spaceship.
So he tosses you. You like have to wall run off another spaceship, jump onto a further spaceship, gun down like a dozen dudes, then jump off and have your Titan catch you to do another section of that game. That part.
This game is extremely super cool. This game's extremely cool.
And that's not even talking about the level that people always talk about. And there's one level called Effect and Cause, and that level was, I guess, influenced by Nightcrawler, the X-Men character, as well as Life After People, the documentary. But the idea for it came from that. But what the genesis of all of these different levels, and all the levels like have the core mechanics in them, but they all do like kind of wildly different things. It's not your standard like go down a corridor and shoot. There's like different things that they do every level. We mentioned the fabrication level. We mentioned the level where you're jumping from plane to plane. The reason why I think that came out is at the beginning of the development of this game, they had a game jam internally at Respawn, which is like the developers went off and came up with their own concepts. And what they had to incorporate was the primary mechanics of the original Titanfall, but they also had to do two things. They had to have, I believe it was two parts of pilot combat, one part of pilot movement and puzzle solving, as well as one part Titan combat. So they had to go and with these restrictions create different scenarios, and then they linked all of those different scenarios together to create this game, and they made those into levels.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
It's pretty crazy. This something just occurred to me too, and you're gonna laugh when I do this tie-in right now, but so a little bit of a spoiler, so if you don't want to know about the level right now, jump ahead. But like the level is like this time jumpy level where you're cause and effect, or effect and cause, where you're like going through this area and you're like jumping back and forth from time. So you'll like go into a room in the present and it'll be all bombed out and like there'll be holes in the walls that you can go through, but then you like won't be able to get to through this area because something will have collapsed and you'll have to go back in time, and suddenly it's like, you know, the building as it used to be, and there's people walking around, and you're just like this time traveler who popped in, and everybody's like, what the hell? Oh my God. And then you jump back into the future and you keep doing that to get around. Just occurred to me. Well, it didn't just occur to me, but it reminded me that Dishonored 2 has a level that's exactly like that too, which is a very, very cool level and is like the level of that game. And then as we were talking about the factory level in this game as well, in Dishonored 2, there's a level called the Clockwork Mansion where it's kind of the same thing as the factory, where you like pull these different levels and all the floors and walls change around, And these games came out with like within a week of each other in 2016. So I wonder if there was like some like development ideas that were being shared around in the industry, or somebody got a look at something and it influenced the other one. But it's cool. Those are two very similar ideas that came out in two different games like a week apart.
Yeah, so Effect and Cause, they is the time travel level. And you can time travel. I thought it was really cool that you could time travel at will. So there wasn't even like a cooldown. You could just be like, zoop, 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 zoop. And the people in the, if they're going back in time and there were people there, they'd be like, what the fuck? And then you'd go to the other side of them to shoot them. Like, and then they, you'd go back in time, go to the other side of the room, clop back in and shoot them from the other side of the room. It was super cool.
Yeah, it'd be like a bunch of guys run on an elevator, start shooting at you, you disappear, and then you pop up in the elevator behind them after traveling through time and like running across the physical space. Some Doctor Who stuff happening right there.
Yeah, it was very cool. That mission in particular was very cool. But I had, before playing this game, I had heard that there was a really cool level. And when I got to that level, I was like, oh, this level's pretty cool. But then like, this is just me, something for me personally. But when I was a little kid, I always used to fast forward to the big space battle at the end of Return of the Jedi and watch it like a million times. And like playing through the level where you're like jumping from ship to ship, I was like, oh yeah, it's giving me that kind of vibes.
Yeah. I think right before that level, we're just going to keep talking about cool levels. There's like the big battle with Titans where you like, you finally reunite with your crew and everybody, and they're like, okay, we're going to go after the bad guys now. And like everybody drops in Titans, and then like you land in like this like beach to head area, and there's like all the enemy Titans in front of you, and it's like, all right, let's fucking rock and roll, everybody. That level, I'm just like, yes. it's so like, cool. So balls to the wall Titan action. It's awesome.
It's like Titan D-Day.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Titan Omaha Beach as you're coming in.
So yeah, this is what I mean when they were like, you could see like the developers being like, yo, it'd be super cool if they made like a D-Day but with Titans, or oh, yo, it'd be super cool to have like a time travel level. So like coming up with all these ideas, just it sounds,
and then they were fun. Just like, all right, we're gonna do it all, let's put it in a game, and we're gonna do it in 6 hours too, here we go.
Yeah, so I mean,
the best
beyond
tutorial,
so
for a game ever,
we should talk about the multiplayer part stuff. So obviously that was like the primary thing that they wanted to do with this game. And then I think the single player campaign was just really, it's just really underrated. But yeah, for me, like I've put like, you know, a few hours into the multiplayer stuff. There's a few different modes. There's the PvE mode, Frontier Defense. There's attrition. There's live fire. There's like a Titan brawl where you're just doing Titans. There's a pilot versus pilot, which is with no Titans stuff. But yeah, attrition and Frontier Defense are like the big ones from my understanding. People also play Bounty Hunt, I guess, but that's less of
I think those are the big ones. Attrition is the main mode.
Yeah, and so what you're doing is trying to kill members of the other team and also their AI that supports them. But you will generate, you have a Titan meter, which fills with damage and kills and doing objectives in the multiplayer stuff. And once that fills, you can call in a Titan, and it's super cool looking. You can jump on it. And this multiplayer mode for me is like, you can do a shitload of really cool shit, but like the moment to moment stuff, I don't particularly like, because I don't, it's a lot of reflex based multiplayer FPS stuff. So it's
super
like
twitchy.
Twitch. Yeah.
And like the people, because this is such a niche game, like the people who play it are like out of this world good at it.
Really good at it.
Sometimes you'll play a game and you're like, oh, I'm holding my own, and then you'll just get rocked for like three straight games by people who do nothing else but play Titanfall.
Yeah, and I mean, like, they made the levels to be specifically designed for you to do a ton of wall running. So if you don't have that aspect down and you're not moving really fast like all the fucking time, then it's really hard to be good in this game.
Yeah,
it feels
you can't stop in multiplayer. You have to just keep on moving.
It feels a lot like Doom from the same time period, where you have to keep moving so you don't get die. But that's not how the main game goes, right? The main game is not as twitchy as that.
No, I mean, when you're playing against the bad guys, like the enemies in the main campaign, like you're the super soldier a lot of the time.
Right.
So like you're not going up against other people. In multiplayer, you can get styled on pretty easily by like people who like jump to one wall, like grappling hook down to the ground, but then jump onto another wall. And then meanwhile, they've thrown some sort of like gravity grenade at you and you're like, what? What? And you're just like trying to catch up with them and then you're dead. That's the end of it.
Yeah, so I mean,
I had someone literally earn like a Titan drop in like the first 30 seconds of the game, and I was like, who are you? How do you like you have no life. There's no way anyone should be this good at this game.
So yeah, like there's the aspect of like coming at it in 2021. No, we're almost there. Coming at this game in 2021, it kind of sucks because there's so many people who have 5 years of experience in this game that I'm never going to be as good as them, I don't think, unless I like start playing every day, every hour for the next year. But nevertheless, it's really difficult. But you do get moments like I had where you can jump on a Titan, rodeo it, an enemy Titan, and pull out their battery and steal it. So you get a grappling hook, and if you grapple onto, or if you just jump onto an enemy Titan, you can pull out their battery and damage them or destroy them. But I had a moment when we were playing the last time where I had my own Titan. I triggered it to self-destruct, which is another thing you can do, blowing up a Titan next to me. And then I bounced up in the air and landed on an enemy Titan, pulled out his battery, and killed the Titan. And that was cool as fuck to watch.
Yeah, you feel it. So there are moments in multiplayer where you're just like, I'm the baddest man alive. Like, no one can touch me. I am destroyer of Titans.
I am God.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll like jump on, you'll pull a battery out, you'll give it to your buddy. So that you like, if you steal somebody's battery and give it to one of your teammates, they get like an extra shield. And then you can jump back on and like drop a grenade in, and then the Titan explodes. And then like sometimes the guy will get out before the Titan explodes, he'll like eject out, and you can like shoot him out of the sky. And like there's just a lot of really cool moments you're doing. And then you like grappling hook away as if you were never there. Yep, I just took out two enemy Titans and killed a dude. And I'm a badass.
So it's those moments. It's like golf when you get the one shot that, and it keeps bringing you back to golf. This is what Titanfall is. It's just like you get those moments. You're like jumping while running onto a bad guy while grappling hooking onto them, stealing their battery and grappling hooking onto your own guy and smashing it in there and like shooting somebody in the face. It's like just it's like all boom 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 within like 30 seconds.
And they give you different power-ups that let you like kind of play slightly differently too. So you can get like these tick things, which are like walking mines you can throw out, or you can get like turrets that you can place, and that's like your mid-level ability before you get your Titan. And then there's like different power-ups that you can get. So like the grappling hook is one. There's another one where you like heal and get like a speed boost, and you're like a robot type character. You can do that. One guy can cloak, another guy has like a shield he puts down. You get different weapons like ninja throwing stars, or like a knife that you throw down that like sends out a radar blip, so suddenly you can see everybody around you. Like there's a lot of cool like kind of different little variables you can play with your character build, and same with your Titans too. You can kind of tweak your Titans to do different things. So there's good room for customization in the multiplayer.
But yeah, so 2017 EA acquired Respawn, and they took it in house. The thought was that they were going to make Titanfall 3, but in 2019 they released Apex Legends, which is set in the Titanfall universe. The bad guys in Titanfall 2 were known as the Apex Predators. And at the end of the game, the main bad guy tosses a Apex Legend logo at you. And you're like, oh, what does this mean?
It means no Titanfall 3. That's what it means.
Right. So there will probably never be a Titanfall 3. I wonder if they'll incorporate modes, though, into Apex Legends to flesh out, like the wall running or like Titan mode or something like that. There's always been rumors that they might bring Titans to Apex Legends, but it hasn't happened.
You see a bunch of disabled Titans just like around the map in random places too.
You do?
Yeah. I feel like I've seen a couple just randomly, or at least the old maps. I don't know about like the new updated ones, but you see a couple of them. And that was when I was thinking, I was like, oh shit, are they going to actually bring Titans into this game? Like I got really pumped up for it. And then that was always just the rumor. And we've never heard about anything about it since.
Yeah, I feel like the biggest tie over between the games, other than it being set in the same universe, is the guns. Like a lot of the same guns from Titanfall 2 are in Apex Legends. So, you know, like the Mastiff shotgun is like one of the best guns you can get in Apex Legends, and it's just like one of the shotguns you can get in Titanfall 2.
Yeah. So all the guns are in there. Yeah, but I mean, Apex. I love Apex Legends. I thought it was a really great game when it came out. I still think, for me, as somebody who's not in the culture around Fortnite, I think Apex Legends is the best battle royale out there.
I would agree.
I'm not a Call of Duty guy either, but I played the Modern Warfare one. What's that called? Warzone?
Warzone, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple times, and I could never get into it. I don't know why.
Warzone was just struck me as, like, they literally took PUBG, and they were like, we're just going to put Call of Duty on PUBG instead. Yeah. You know, like they're all variations of PUBG and other, like, all the Battle Royale games are right now. They all looked at PUBG. But that one's the most, like, we're just going to do PUBG better than PUBG did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apex Legends at least 100%. Has its own flavor to it, and, like, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I agree. I think Apex is the best battle royale. I've been getting into Fortnite a lot with my nephew lately. Just like he was like, "Oh, you want to play?" Like, "Well, sure. Like, I'll install it. It's free. Like, screw it." And so I have been playing it a little bit. I still think out of all of those ones, Apex by far, I think, is the best one. I did like Warzone, but Apex is better.
I'm gonna download Fortnite on PS5 just to outruns.
Mike just got his PS5 today.
Yeah. I got my PS5 yesterday. I was going to plug that too. We're living in the future.
We're living in the future. It's 2021. So, where does this game go on our endless list of video games? It currently goes from Super Mario 64 at number one, as we said at the top, to number 107, Home Alone for the Sega Genesis. We have a lot of games on this list. I'm trying to think of what's a good comp for this. And for me, like, I don't know if there's necessarily a great comp to call out. Like, just on, like, as a baseline, an absolute baseline, I think it goes much higher than this, but as a baseline, I don't think this game is, and looking at FPS games on our list, I don't think this game is worse at all than Call of Duty. I think it goes much higher than that.
Oh, yeah.
In 2003.
Easily, yeah. Call of Duty is at what, number 52? Okay,
but I like it. But at the same time, when looking at this list, I don't think this game is better than a Dead Space. I don't think it's as, like, fleshed out or does enough to be better than an A. I think it has, like, for me, Titanfall 2 has a lot of really interesting bits and pieces, and I really like the gunplay. But I don't necessarily think that, like, the Titans are that great. For example. I don't think it's like, I think the character BT is really good, but the gameplay in Titans, while it feels like I'm super powerful, it's so slow, and I know it's supposed to be that way to balance it against the pilots, but just he doesn't feel great to me.
I don't know if I agree with that take, but I do think that, I mean,
hot take, counter take, Steve.
Well, so, I mean, the Titans, I think, play really, really well. You just have to spend more time in them because, like, you know, you can only play a few hours. You probably pick one or two Titans that you get comfortable with and you don't get to branch out as much. But
that's fair.
But I do think that there is something. I mean, if I'm going to be, like, critical of Titanfall 2, like, it's been under the radar for a long time. And I do think that as cool as the multiplayer is, as, like, as original as the campaign was, like, it is a little light sometimes, too. Like once you get into, like, below the initial level of, oh, this is really cool, I can do all these cool things, it doesn't really offer you a lot more beyond that. Like, even the campaign, like, it's like, gives you just enough for you to be like, I want more, and there's no more.
Right.
So I think that is kind of a limiting factor to it. It's not as
deep. I think, yeah, like, the loadouts, or, like, there's something about the progression that feels very light. Like, you don't unlock enough, or there's not enough going on. Like, it just doesn't feel like you get rewarded enough for what you're doing. It feels like there's very shallow rewards.
Right.
Especially in the multiplayer stuff when they're, like, giving you perks and stuff. The perks also feel, like, light.
It feels kind of like the, like, last, you know, 10 years ago or 10 years ago, like, Call of Duty multiplayer perks, where it's just like, oh, you're going to get different skins for your guns and, like, a better sight. And that's kind of the reward system here. And, like, even compared to, like, I think the multiplayer is kind of more fun than Apex in a lot of ways too, but, like, the battle royale kind of tension that Apex gives you can be a little bit more satisfying in terms of, like, replayability, because it's like you're always working towards that goal. You have, like, this, like, goal at the top of the mountain of being the last surviving team, whereas, like, if you play enough levels of, you know, PvP multiplayer and Titanfall, you're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's like, oh, okay, cool, I won this one. Oh, I didn't win this one, whatever. Like, you know, the depth isn't there. The hook isn't quite the same.
After I finished the campaign, on that multiplayer note, after I finished the campaign, I did play the multiplayer for a couple hours. Had a great time with it, just because I wanted to play the game more. But at the same time, ever since then, I haven't really played it unless you guys have been playing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, like, a bunch of my friends are playing. Yeah, this will be fun. Like, 5-6 of us will jump into a multiplayer game. That's awesome. It's not necessarily like other games or even Apex where I'll just jump in there by myself and play with randos. So like I definitely get what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I will say too, like the multiplayer for me. So I had, so my arc with video games, I've talked about in this podcast before, but I was like growing up all super into video games, went to college, was somewhat into video games, kind of fell off around the time of the Wii and the PS3 and Xbox 360 because I was like, oh, they're just doing the same shit that they're doing on the PS2. And it's like, I wasn't into AAA games. And I came back and like, bought a gaming PC and like Half-Life 2 and played a whole bunch of shit. There were two reasons I think I dropped off of games, because I was like a big fan of Madden at one point, and Madden never iterated. And I was also a fan of like first-person shooters, and first-person shooters didn't iterate for like 10 years where they were just the same shit. This game feels like that same shit. Like it feels like deathmatch is, you know, even with the Titans, which adds a new hook, that deathmatch feels old. And like also the PvE, which is a wave-based PvE, feels old. It like feels like,
and it is 5 years old at this point too,
right?
But
right.
Yeah, but I mean,
it feels like it's like 10 years old.
Yeah, it's so like, it's like the best version of that old kind of somewhat flat style of first person shooter or online
right
multiplayer.
There is one of those modes, I think it was called Coliseum or something, where you earn tickets to being able to play in the Coliseum by playing other modes, and apparently that's like a 1v1 kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like just looking at that the other day before the podcast. I don't know how big of like a population there is that actually plays that a lot, but I'm assuming like that could be a pretty hardcore mode. Might be kind of fun to get into to get you addicted to the game, but
yeah,
that was one thing that I do want to check out.
There's a bounty hunter mode, I think it's bounty hunter or whatever it is, where you like earn cash if you like get kills and everything, and then you have to run back to like your bank and bank it if you want to keep that, and that's how you earn points as a team. So it's like kind of a nice twist on it. But I think the biggest problem until recently is that just not enough people were playing this game, so that a lot of modes, it was just a ghost town. There'd be like one person trying to play it, and it would be you. And so like no one would be playing it. So unless you played the most popular mode, Attrition, or like one of the other kind of like just Pilots only or Titans only modes, you weren't going to get any matchmaking kind of set up for you there.
Yeah, it's good and all to have all these cool modes to play, but if no one's playing them, you know, what good does that really do?
What kept me, I think what brought me back into like multiplayer games was when you guys started playing Rainbow Six Siege. That game is just such a different spin on a first-person shooter, how it's more tactical. And then also Battle Royale games and PUBG specifically brought me back into first-person shooters on the multiplayer stuff.
We were into PUBG for a while, I feel like. It was like
I have over 100 hours on that game.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. I think PUBG is like my second or third most played game on Steam. Like,
yeah.
I haven't played it in years. I haven't played it in years.
I finally uninstalled it for Cyberpunk.
I will say though, I have close to 100 hours in Apex Legends as well. So
True.
Yeah, I wonder how many I have in Apex Legends. I feel like Apex Legends, I went like wild on it for like 3 months and like racked up all the hours it took me to do like PUBG over like a year and a half of playing it or something.
Yeah.
It was
PUBG when it came out.
I still dip back into Apex Legends every couple months, but that's the only battle royale I dip into.
It's the only battle royale I still have installed. I guess Fortnite.
That's kind of how I experience this game though, is that like I'll reinstall it a couple of times a year and play like just enough multiplayer to get good at multiplayer again, and then I'll be like, okay, cool, and then I uninstall it and play other games, and then I'll be like, oh, I should play Titanfall again, cool, all right, oh, I'm bad at this game, all right, I'm gonna play a little bit, all right, now I'm good again, okay, I'm gonna uninstall it. Like
the biggest thing for me in this game, and my one big criticism, and it's a great criticism to have, is that I want more of it. It feels like light, like the story, like the dynamic between your character Cooper and BT is great. Like I liked at the end of my 5 hours with BT, I was like, I like this guy better than R2-D2. Like this guy is the shit. He's my buddy, and we were like hanging out, and I want more of that.
Agreed.
It's just, it feels like light compared to like a Dead Space or Batman Arkham Asylum or Dishonored. That's why I think it goes below them.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And like, I think I enjoy this game more than Dead Space or Arkham Asylum, not Dishonored. But I do think that like Dishonored and Arkham Asylum, like those games you just named, they have a full complete story, and that's like one of the things that kills me about Apex is that, like, as much as I like it, I'm like, you're keeping a full Titanfall 3 from me. I know that there's another version of this game that could exist, and it's not going to now.
They dropped tons of money on Apex instead for a little while.
They drop so much lore though, and like the trailer drops and the season drops for Apex.
True.
Like, it's crazy. They had one character they were going to introduce, and in the trailer, they're like, we have this, and all the social media was like, we have this character coming out. His name is X, Y, and Z. Here's a gameplay trailer of this character. And then in the character introduction trailer, they had him assassinated by the character that actually came out.
That's pretty sweet. That reminds me of Overwatch a little bit. Like, Overwatch would do that with characters. There'd be like a movie that would come out, like a 5-10 minute movie that would come out with each character.
They totally ripped it from Overwatch. Yeah. Yeah.
They started doing that in Rainbow Six also now.
See? Yeah, Rainbow Six has like the character class kind of like, you know, or character model slash class like kind of lifted from Overwatch and MOBAs like a little bit too. But that's why it's cool, because it's also like a tactical military counterterrorism shooter, like offense defense. Yeah.
But nevertheless. Where does this go?
So I think I'm so reluctant to put this game in the Dishonored 2 Dead Space 36-38 parking lot where a lot of my favorite games go. But
well, I think this, I think I mean, I could see it going right at 39. I think it makes sense. Probably should be at 39.
Makes sense.
I think
it's a miracle that Alien Isolation have avoided this fate here. We got it higher.
I think Alien Isolation is a way better game than those games. Even though I hated playing it. And I'll say that every time.
Let's not get into that again, all right? We already had to talk about it for 2 whole podcasts.
Also, you know what's funny?
Plus all of the Discord threads about it.
You know, when looking at this and thinking about how that game felt, how Titanfall 2 felt old in the multiplayer, when looking at this and, like, on first blush, you think of this zone, the Dishonored, Batman, Arkham Asylum, and Dead Space, at least for me, I think of it as the PS3 zone. Titanfall 2 is a PS4 game. But in your mind, you're like, it belongs there because it feels that old. Psychology.
I thought it was a PS3 game. I actually didn't realize it was PS4.
No. It was a PS4, Xbox One game.
And if you think about it, too, and part of the reason why that's probably true is because the original Titanfall, like, was a Xbox One launch title, I'm pretty sure. I think it came out around that time. Huh. So they probably just were like, I mean, they definitely were looked at that, and they were like, we need to make a full game out of this, but, like, we already have the skeleton of what that game would be. So it just took them a few more years to actually build the game that already existed in 2014 or something like that. Yeah. Well, it's an interesting point.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
I can already see Mike updating the spreadsheet to put it there at number 39.
It's at number 39.
I'm fine with 39, yeah.
Yeah, 39 feels good.
Cool. So we have a new number 39 on our endless list. Its name is Titanfall 2. And I do want to thank you, Steve, for joining us this week.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, everyone, for finally playing Titanfall 2 after all these years.
And thank you, Encore, for coming back.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Steve, for badgering me for like 3 years to play Titanfall 2. I had an amazing time playing it, but yeah.
And thank you, Respawn. And thank you, Respawn, for listening to this episode and finally getting the little bit of emphasis you needed to make Titanfall 3.
I hope this is the podcast that leads to Titanfall 3. Imagine.
If you're out there listening, yo, go buy Titanfall 2 for $20 or $10. It's like if you're a dad, especially, or if you're older and you have responsibilities and you're like, man, I just want to play 5 hours of a really solid game. This is the game. Go get it.
This is the game. It'll be on sale on Steam for $10 sooner or later. Yes. It is like 5 times a year. You'll get it.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have a great time.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll be back next week.